Hey, sweetheart. Work was just okay today. There's this new girl who acts like she's too good to be working with us. She looks down on literally everyone in the company except our boss. She's constantly sucking up to her, asking her for tips on leadership because she's like such a good boss and like a super good example of a real professional. It's so annoying. It's like she thinks the only people doing useful work in the company are my boss and her. I think even my boss gets annoyed by that bitch following her around all the time.
Like, I just feel like I'm totally ready for, like, more responsibility within the company, you know? Especially since I put in so much effort and I definitely don't spend, like, all my time at my boss's desk begging for more responsibility when I can't even handle the projects assigned to me now.
She acts like such a spoiled brat. I fucking hate it. No, she really sounds like that. I'm not even making fun of her.
Like, I totally get that having a certain accent doesn't, like, mean you're, like, any less worthy of respect, or you're, like, any less competent, or whatever, but it's, like, super annoying to listen to her talk.
You like that voice?
Yeah, I bet you love it when I sound like some ditzy intern trying to get into your pants.
Wait, did you really like that voice?
No, I mean, did you like that voice? Because I definitely see something happening in your pants, mister.
Well, I don't know, I kind of did it as a joke, but I think it's pretty hot that such a simple change turned you on so much. So, what did you like about it?
Don't be embarrassed. I want you to tell me all your dirty little fantasies, no matter how taboo they might be.
Ah, you're so difficult right now. Are you really gonna make me do this?
Well, if you're not gonna tell me, I'm just gonna get on my knees and suck the truth out of you. Tell me, darling. What do you like about my Valley Girl voice? Is it like the fact that I sound like a total slut?
Because you know I can sound like a total slut in this voice too.
You've heard me beg and moan and scream. All things to this beautiful cock. And stuffed in my little slutty mouth. Right now. So that can't be it. No.
I think this hit something deep inside of you.
Something you're afraid of. Something that you don't want to admit to me out of fear of being judged.
You know I'd never judge you for your kink, sweetheart.
So just tell me.
Mm.
I know you want me to shut up and suck on your cock like a good girl. But I'm on a mission, handsome. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm. So, you will tell me all your dirty little fantasies. So, I'm going to keep asking questions. And if you want me to keep sucking, you better answer. Do you like my Valley Girl voice because it sounds so different? Are you imagining another girl? Are you imagining cheating on me with some slutty Instagram model from LA? Is that it? I didn't think so. So what could it be? Are you close? Do you want to come? Because if you want to come, you better answer me. What? You? You like about my Valley Girl voice? You're right at the edge, aren't you? I can feel your desperation. Tell me now. You like how dumb I sound? Are you making fun of me for sounding weird or... Oh, you literally mean how unintelligent it makes me sound. I gotta say, I didn't expect that. But I guess I kind of get it. The whole ditzy Valley Girl stereotype can be kind of hot. So, you want me to pretend to be a ditzy little bimbo for you? Why do you look so surprised? I don't seem like the type of girl that would be playing dumb. Well, I don't. Not in my regular life, at least. I'm not just going to dumb myself down for some guy because he's too insecure to handle a smart woman. But you're my boyfriend. I know this is just a fantasy that makes your cock hard, so I'd love nothing more than to indulge you. I want to make you happy, sweetheart. Besides, you know how much I love trying out new kinks. And this sounds pretty hot now that I think about it. Just turning off my brain and focusing on cock like the obedient, cock-hungry fuck toy that I am. Yes, I'm serious. I want to try this with you. It sounds super fun. In fact, sit tight. I'll just go get something from my box of old Halloween stuff. Ta-da! Now I'm a blonde. Yeah, it's like professional grade stuff. I was planning on making a super elaborate costume, but I ended up getting completely swamped by work, so I only have this wig and a bunch of makeup. So, do I look, like, pretty or whatever? I mean, I'm already starting to feel, like, super slutty. I'm, like, totally getting into this. It's actually, like, super hot. Oh my god, you're throbbing. I know I just gave you a blowjob and stopped right before you could come, but still,
You must really like this. So, should I just be as ditzy and slutty as I can? Yeah, of course I want to. It sounds super fun. I'm gonna enjoy this just as much as you are. Trust me. Yes, sweetheart, of course you can ask me anything. Oh, you want me to go all out? Like, change my clothes and makeup? Oh, I'd love to do a little bit of role-playing with you. Sounds fun. Just go wait in the living room, and I'll call you over when I'm done. Oh my god, hi. Wow, you look so hot. Oh, what were you doing? Reading? Oh my god, I'm like super into books or whatever. Like, I've read all 3 Harry Potter books, and they're like so good. Can I like sit next to you? So, what do you think of my crop top? Ugh, it's so annoying because it just isn't low cut enough. So I have to keep, like, pulling it down so guys can stare at my perfect tits, you know? Like, hello, my tits are down here, you know? Like, oh, my body is totally made for fucking, so it would just be like a total shame if guys wouldn't take advantage of that, right? Like, it's so annoying when I have to go on a date and a guy asks me what my hobbies are and obviously just wants to shove me on my knees and fuck my pretty little face. Like, just fuck me already. That's all I'm good for anyways. I mean, just look at me. My pretty pink lips are practically made to be pressed against the base of your shaft. My perfect tits that are made to be fucked and groped. And let's not forget about my ass. The only reason why I even work out is to make my fucking ass perfect. I want guys to have something they can, like, spank and look at when they pound me like a little cum dump, you know? Sometimes I can, like, totally see guys staring at my perfect ass as I walk by them, and it makes me so fucking wet. I love it when guys stare at my pretty little bimbo body. That's why I make sure I always wear the tightest, sluttiest clothes out there. As long as they're pretty and pink, of course. Everything I wear is pink, even my panties. Here, I'll show you. Well, okay, it's a little hard to see since they're so small, but they are pink, trust me. Maybe I can just, like, take them off for you to inspect, you know? So, are you gonna take your clothes off too? Because this feels, like, totally unfair, you know? Holy shit! Your cock looks, like, super hot. I bet you've always wanted to fuck a girl like me, didn't you? Pretty, dressed in pink, and dumb.
Why would I need a brain if I can have a cock in my tight little pussy, right? Oh my god. Oh, this feels like super good. See? Fucking is so much more fun than like reading or any of that nerd stuff or whatever. Oh, you don't need me to be smart, right? Oh, you just need a pretty hole to fuck. I can be like your dumb little human fleshlight. You can like fill me up with cum without worrying about like making conversation or whatever. The only time I'll talk is to talk dirty and to beg like a good little bimbo slut. You don't need to hear my opinions, right? My thoughts don't matter. I just need to be like pretty and fuckable. Brains over boys, anyways. I don't have like ambitions or whatever. I just need to get like a nice cock to suck. Sometimes I could have somebody just pay for all my pretty clothes and makeup. My goal in life is to be always pretty enough to be fucked by you. I'm just a dumb, empty-headed fuck toy. But like, as long as I'm pretty, I have value, right? As long as you're pumping me full of cum, I'm totally happy. I want to be your ditzy little cum rag. Spray a load inside of my perfect little pussy. Yeah. It's like all I'm good for. I want to be like totally full of your cum. Tell me I'm pretty, yeah, and like come inside of me. Are you feeling so fucking good? Oh my god. I'm gonna come too. Oh, fuck me. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Fuck me hard. I need it. Yes. More. Harder. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, you just made me come like so hard. That's why I don't get why girls want to have like careers and all that. Like, that's so stressful. Getting fucked is so much more fun. You're like about to come, right? Yeah.
Yeah, tell me that girls should just stay dumb and focus on looking pretty like me. Yeah, I'm like the ideal girl, right? Oh, the perfect fuck toy? I'll come inside of your perfect fucking cum dump. Yeah, your cock is like perfect for my pussy. I'm made to be fucked by you. Fuck. I'm already so close again. Your cock is like magic. Fuck, give it to me. Oh yeah, I'm gonna come so hard if you like shoot all your load inside of me. I'm made to take all of your cum. Give it to me. Yeah, come inside my titsy blonde bimbo pussy. Yeah. Yeah, that's like so much cum. That was so good, but I want more. I like need that cock to get hard for me again. Would it help if I got on my knees and pressed my tits together like the little air-headed fuck sleeve that I am? I can see it getting harder, and like, oh, I've been talking way too much. So please, make my dumb little bimbo mouth useful and just shove your cock in it. I want to taste myself on your amazing fucking cock, huh? Huh? It's okay. If you want to go harder, you don't have to care about me as a person. I just care to look super cute and pretty as you use me as a fleshlight. Oh, love. Oh, they're just so hard. Oh, hey. Oh, I love. Love being pretty for boys. It gives me purpose. Ask you
hard, I'll think. Oh, are there any thoughts left in my head? Except how much I love your cock. Are you gonna come again? Are you wanna? Like, come all over? I really did. That way. I can finally. Get some people. To look at my tits on in that stupid crop top. Do it, sweetie. Oh, come all over my tits, please. And my stupid little bimbo face. Yeah. I look so perfect, don't I? I bet I look so dumb. Like just a stupid cum dumpster. Well, that's what I am. So spray that fat fucking load all over your pretty little cum dumpster. Okay? Yeah? Yeah, make me even prettier than I already am. I'll ruin my makeup. Oh, and make me, like, walk around with your load covering my face and my tits. Yeah, cover your ditzy little bimbo fuck toy. I want it, like, super badly. Oh, yay. Oh, so much cum, baby. Now, are you all satisfied, sweetie? Because I, like, loved it. I mean, I actually really liked it. I wasn't even intending on getting you off twice. It was just so hot seeing you turned on. And then I got turned on. And before you knew it, it was your cock dripping with your cum and my wetness. And I just couldn't resist. Hey, fuck you. Fuck you for giving me a bimbo kink. Now every time that bitch from work starts talking, I'm gonna have to take notes. Fuck you. Seriously. I'm really glad you felt comfortable enough to be honest with me about your fantasies. It means a lot to me. And it's also so much fun to find new ways to enjoy ourselves together, don't you think? Fuck, you're insatiable. But then again, so am I. Tell you what, how about we both take a quick shower and we can lie in bed? With your cock pressed nice and tight against my ass. And we can browse the sluttiest, trashiest, most porny outfits we can find online. In pink, of course. And we can order a few and do this again next week. Does that sound like a good idea to you, handsome? And like, in the meantime, I'll be sure to practice sounding like super slutty or whatever, since you're like obsessed with this voice.